So, you know, I'm talking about, you know, the fact that we have to work on developing our relationships with ourselves, with other people in our lives, and certainly with our God. And the way to do that, again, is not by dismissing when we mess up, not by ignoring it, not by denying it, not by pretending it didn't happen. Ladies and gentlemen, not even by stopping the activity and sweeping it under the rug. To stop is good. But it's even better when we stop and then consult with whoever we need to consult with to get things right totally. Sometimes, you know, we will have been doing someone wrong. Maybe we did them wrong one time. Maybe we've been doing them wrong for weeks. Maybe we've been doing them wrong for months, maybe for years. And that does happen. And I mean, even in the church. You have people who will do folks wrong for years, and they were completely unprovoked. The people that they're doing wrong did nothing to them. Something about what's going on in their hearts is what provokes them, prompts them to do the wrong. And sometimes for years. And they'll finally, some people will finally get to the point where they stop doing the wrong, but they still refuse to fully obey God by going to the person whom they've offended. And making sure that they make amends, get that relationship right, have it fully reconciled. And because they refuse to do that, they're not fully reconciled. You know, they leave the person wondering, okay, so where exactly are we now? I mean, I think they've stopped doing what they did for a number of years. I think they've stopped. Where are we in our relationship? How do we proceed? How do we move forward with our relationship now? Do we even move forward, or do we just remain at attention, but we don't walk together? And what makes that so tricky is so often when people have been doing you wrong, if you go to them, if you're the one willing to initiate conversation about what was being done that should not have been done, what was being done that caused problems for the relationship, not because you're wanting to point the accusing finger, but because you're saying, hey, look, let's go ahead and move full speed ahead and fully resolving this matter the way God commanded us to, so that we can then talk about how we proceed with our relationship and we both be on the same page. That's all you're wanting to accomplish. But sometimes when the person who did you wrong for no reason, here's you bring up what went wrong and you want to move forward. Instead of working to move forward with you, they get upset with you for having brought it up. And you still get nowhere. In fact, not because you did wrong by making the effort to walk together. How can two walk together except they be agreed? It is so amazing. There's so many people who go to church. Love to quote that scripture. And some of the very ones who love to quote that scripture don't follow it. We need to be working on our relationships. And as we work on our relationships with each other, we get in the habit of building up our relationship with our God. We're talking about communicating with God. And some people have a difficult time hearing from God when they really want to hear from him, because those times that they need to be hearing from God, but from their perspective, they don't need to be hearing from God because things are going the way they want things to be going. And so God is communicating. He's speaking to them, but they keep tuning him out. And then when they're really ready to hear from God, he may be silent. Since they valued shutting him out for 5 years, 10 years, 15 years so that they could enjoy their sin, didn't want to hear from God because they didn't want him reproving them. They didn't want to hear God telling them, don't do this, because they had their minds made up. They were going to live a sinful lifestyle. They were going to continue to go to church. They were going to continue to sing in the choir. They were going to continue to preach. They were going to continue to pray. They were going to continue to encourage people, study the word, study the word, study the word. But they were going to continue also to indulge in their sin. They didn't want to hear God. No, no, no. They didn't want to hear him correct them. They didn't want to hear him say, hey, listen, don't do this. They didn't want to hear any of that. And so then, later on down the road, they want to hear from him, and it becomes difficult. Sometimes it's partly because he's silent. At other times, they're having a difficult time hearing from God simply because they spent so much time perfecting their ability to tune God out that now that they want to hear him, they're having a difficult time reversing that process and opening their ears up to him. Talking about communicating with God. It really is based on love and a firm decision. And I do mean a firm decision. To please him. To live the lifestyle that he insists on. So that we can communicate with each other with peace, with joy. All right, we'll be talking about communicating. Probably wrapping this up the next time around. Stay with me, though. Got more for you having to do with consistency. I'll tell you more about it in a few.